Hi, and welcome to the Blasphemous Pope Cathedral. I am your Blasphemous Pope, Harry, and this is the Blasphemous Pope Podcast. I know I've been absent lately. It's been a little bit since I've done an upload, but there has been a lot going on. There's a lot of moving parts involved in moving the cathedral to its ultimate destination, and things have gotten a little crazy. So, sorry. I do apologize that I haven't been around very much. It has come to my attention that with a lot of the things going on in the world today, that maybe I need to go back to the sermons for a little bit because, well, I'm not getting the cathedral to where its final destination, where I can actually be doing all of the handiwork things that I wanted to do for the meditations. So, you know, all great plans of mice and men, you know? So, there we are. Today, we are going to be doing sermon number 74, Freedom Isn't Free. Now, before we get into the meat and potatoes here, I do understand that freedom isn't free is a catchphrase for a lot of people who maybe don't understand how that term really is. They come with this idea of, I'm a gung-ho, big, strong guy, and I'm going to fight for my freedom, or I'm well-armed, and I'm going to fight for my freedoms, because freedom isn't free, and that's part of it. That potentially can happen. That could be something that has to happen. However, that's not enough, and I'm really going to be talking a lot about why that's not enough, what really needs to happen, and hopefully it gives you guys an idea of why I'm doing some of the things that I'm doing with moving the cathedral and setting up all of these projects that I will be eventually creating video podcasts to publish to give more of a tutorial on how to get to that point. I am not a rich man. I am not independently wealthy. I am Joe everybody just like you. So if I can do it, and if all of these people who are doing all of the similar types of things that I'm going to be talking about can do it, so can you. It's not a matter of you don't have enough budget. So when we come back, I'm going to get into the meat and potatoes of this. I'm going to talk a little bit about what I mean when I say freedom isn't free. If you wish to get a hold of me, the Blasphemous Pope, there are plenty of ways. First and foremost, here on Spotify and on Spotify for podcasters, there will be always a question on the podcast itself. You can type in a little answer, and that's one way that which we can interact. As well as, there is a messaging feature where you can leave a voice message. Little warning, those messages become able to be used in a podcast. If you wish for it not to be used in a podcast, please tell me beforehand so that this way I am not doing something against your wishes. I'm going to try to abide by other people's wishes. The social media links on Spotify and the Spotify for Podcasters website are directly to me. You can contact me that way, add me as a friend, follow me, what have you. If you wish to have a little more interaction with the community in total, there is a Facebook group where we do have a growing community, as well as the Discord, which has got a link at the bottom of the description. A little note on the Discord. As far as the Discord is concerned, that is where we're going to be doing the live streaming from. So if you wish to take part in the live streaming, either by voice or by text chat, or just to sit there and listen as I do it live, you can do that on the Discord. So I do encourage you to join the Discord, of course. If we are trying to make a decision on something, I generally try to throw the decision out to my acolytes to vote on. And if you want to get a part of that action, that's done through the Facebook group. Thank you for listening, and now back to the show.
Thank you for sitting through that brief message. Again, yes, you can absolutely contact me. That contact information is current. You can get a hold of me. If you do get a hold of me on Discord, I do not check it that often. I am just using a mobile phone now, so I don't have my desktop up. So I might not be on Discord as often, but you can always reach out to me on social media. All the social media links are going towards the Blasphemous Pope social media accounts. So if you reach out to me there, I'll get a notification and I will get back to you as soon as humanly possible. Now, let us move on to Sermon 74, Freedom Isn't Free. Now, when I say freedom isn't free, oh, and I should warn you, yes, I'm on a phone, so my editing is not up to par. So you may hear a little bit more of the ahs, ums, awkward silences than I've been pulling out of the episodes, and I apologize for that, as I did it like four times just there. All right, on to the sermon. So when I say freedom isn't free, I am not a violent shithead. Okay, I am not talking about chaos. I'm not talking about burning the cities to the ground and waging war. Though that is a possibility that may occur. That is not my ultimate goal, because destruction may leave room for something to grow. But if you don't have something in place, if you don't have the seeds already planted, then what's going to happen is you will easily fall into the same system that you had before. And if the problem is the system, going back into the same system that you had before is just an exercise in futility. You're never going to really gain freedom. So while I do not discount that potentially violence could be part of the solution to this problem, it's not going to be initiatory violence on the part of the people seeking freedom. It's going to be initiatory violence on the part of the people trying to squash freedom, as it were. So I don't really talk about that part, because that part isn't revolutionary, it is reactionary. You know, the fact is, they're going to go, oh, well, you want to be free? Well, we're going to take that from you violently, and then defending yourself. Defensive violence is not violence, in my opinion. So what I'm really talking about when I say freedom isn't free is freedom comes with a heavy amount of responsibility. All of the convenience that you live in the Western world, takes away from your freedom. The fact of the matter is, if you want freedom, you have to start taking this responsibility for yourself. This is the thing that the violent tyrant wants to put their violence towards. They don't want to be violent towards people breaking stuff, because it enforces they need to have responsibility over the people in order to stop them from doing these things. They want to be violent against the peaceful people who are attempting to take the responsibility back for themselves for things like their food, their power, their water. These are the responsibilities that I'm talking about. Of course, the responsibility for your own defense is also there as well, but that's not the premier thing that you have to worry about. That's not the system you have to set up. That should come naturally. The systems you have to set up are, how are you going to get food? How are you going to get water? How are you going to have energy, you know, electricity or what have you? And these are the things that when I say freedom isn't free, this is what I'm talking about. With that being said, that is a lot of work. Also, when freedom isn't free, it means it costs you in labor. Your personal labor is going to be a big part of your freedom not being free. And when we come back, I'll embellish a little further upon that. I want to give a special thank you to all of my acolytes, that is you, the listeners, as well as the listeners who have been with me since the beginning.
these people, since before monetization, since episode one, and since before episode one, have been friends and supporters of everything that I do. So I want to make sure I give them a special shout out. There is a space at the end of this list for listener supporters. Listener supporters are people who financially support this podcast, this production, and for as little as 99 cents a month, you can become a listener supporter. I would greatly appreciate that. To begin, we have Anarchic Radio, run by Donna Van Meter, Amy Lynn Russell, and Moose Girl. The link for that is down in the description, as well as the link for all of these projects. Extremist Being Awesome, run by Star O'Hara. This is a motivation and accountability group. The Master of the Dark Arts of Marketing, Mr. Nathan Frazier. You can learn about the esoteric and not-so-esoteric arts of marketing through his content. The Salted Sicilian. This is a close personal friend of mine, Christy Caruana's food blog. She is a Culinary Institute of America graduate. A Wild Little Podcast. This is a fellow podcaster here on Spotify for Podcasters. We did a lot of promoting each other early on, and I'm continuing that tradition. I have no idea what she's doing. Other supporters that have been here since the beginning. Over on Twitter, we have We Trade Free, Miss Kennedy Edwards, London Gardens, and over on Instagram, we have Mr. Michael Brandon Witt. Again, if you wish to become a listener supporter, it's as low as 99 cents a month, and you will be added to this. If you have a project, I absolutely will bark that project for you. I go over that stuff in an email between us, and then we can continue our relationship. Now back to the podcast. And welcome back. Again, thank you for everybody who supports me, whoever listens to me. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. So, there's that. Now, when I say that the system is the problem, it's the system that takes responsibility away from us that is the problem. That's to say, the systems where we have our food delivered to grocery stores and we get it from grocery stores. Not that stores in and of themselves are the problem, but the systems surrounding it, the rules, the regulations, who can, who cannot procure food for other people. These are systems in place that are systems of control. As we can see, if you bother to scratch the surface of what's going on in the rest of the world, governments of the world are telling farmers that they have to destroy their crops, that they cannot grow food, that they have to sell their lands to these big corporate, mega corporate interests, which I know coming from me sounds a little non-me, but the fact of the matter is that there's a large difference between a farmer farming his land, creating food, and trading it with others, or selling it, or using it on their own, and a giant monolithic mega corporation buying up all the farmland and deciding basically how we are going to sustain ourselves. And this is reflected in everything. The giant food companies that are buying up all the farmland, the multi-billionaires, the foreign governments buying up farmland in other countries to pretty much control where the food comes from for the general masses. If you only buy food from stores, or if that's the only place where it's available, the same thing goes for water supply. There are large mega corporations that are all well invested in the public utilities, the quote unquote public utilities. These corporations, they get to really decide where your water comes from, what the quality of the water is, and how well refined it is. The same with power, the same with every single facet of life in Western civilization. There is this mega corporation, a corporation owned by a bunch of other corporations, and they all have basically a monopoly, because if any of them are doing well, they're all doing well. And
generally speaking, if they're doing well, us people at the bottom of the totem pole are not. So in order to move forward in this paradigm, the only real way to get out of this is to get out of the system. And to get out of the system means that we have to start taking this responsibility back for ourselves. There has been quite a bit of pushback across the globe to people taking this responsibility back for themselves. As I said, things going on with farmers in foreign countries where there's actual like protests and riots going on where farmers are taking farming equipment, going into major cities and dumping manure and stopping traffic with their tractors and things like that. That is a sign of what's going on. And we have to realize that this is going on. And you're not going to see it on your major news networks because, again, mega corporation, guess what else they own? They own the media. The system's broken. The system isn't broken. The system is operating as intended. And the intention was always to basically reenact slavery in a different way. And that's what's going on. And if you want actual freedom, your first steps are to replace these systems. You can always disregard what I say. Absolutely. And you can go, no, the only way out of this is to fight. I'm not 100% against that thought process that the only way out of this is going to be a fight. However, as I've said time and time again, not only in this podcast, but in other instances, if all you do is topple the statue, there's going to be another statue put in place if you don't have anything to replace the systems that which support that statue. If you get rid of a tyrant, you're only going to replace it with another tyrant if you are not ready to take responsibility for your life and the lives of those around you that you care about. These are things that you have to understand. You have to be ready. You have to be willing to accept these things, because if you can't or you won't, then you're going to have to rely on systems that may not serve you. And with that being said, I think this is a good point to end this one. I am going to be doing shorter ones, and I apologize for that. I apologize. I'm not going to be able to go as in-depth, but using my phone to do these is less than optimal. And my time is kind of tight, so I will try to keep up, but I can't really give you any promises. Thank you again for coming. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and I hope to talk to you next week.